Welcome to the Joyful Journey podcast, where we embark on a quest for clarity and cultivate lives filled with love, joy, and purpose. I'm Anita Adams, your host and fellow traveler on this path of self-discovery. If you've ever found yourself longing for clarity or searching for ways to make a positive impact in our world, then you've come to the right place. Together, we'll tap into the power of inner wisdom, access our highest selves, and unleash boundless joy. By doing so, we not only elevate our own lives, but also contribute to heightening the collective consciousness. Join me as we dive deep into conversations, insights, and practices that light the way on our joyful journey.
Okay, so welcome everyone. I'm Cheryl Fountain with Raspberry Press, and I'm very excited to be speaking with Anita Adams today about her upcoming book, Whispers of the Soul. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about this partnership we have together on this book. So I'm going to ask some questions that some of your readers are going to be very eager to hear the answers to, I'm sure. So what is the most important takeaway from your book, Whispers of the Soul?
Awesome. Great question. Thanks, Cheryl. So the main takeaway from the book is to recognize that the true source of your greatness resides within you. We all possess untapped potential, and it's just waiting to be unleashed. So when you learn to connect with your soul, you unlock the door to realizing your fullest potential and achieving your greatness in all areas of your life.
That's so wonderful. Yeah, I'm really excited to, I know I've had a sneak peek of reading it, so I kind of know some of what's in there. So I'm really excited for our readers to find out more about that. Why is this book important?
Yeah, Whispers of the Soul serves as a guide towards reconnecting with the essence of your being, your soul. So by facilitating this connection, you become empowered to manifest your highest self. And this creates a profound shift in behavior, propelling you to act from a place of love and acceptance. And consequently, that grip of fear that holds on to so many of us, or uncertainty and self-doubt, that loosens and makes way for love to come through, and clarity and confidence and joy. And I like to think about this, you know, like the impact if more people, including our leaders, embraced this elevated state of being. Can you imagine a world where the guiding principle for decision-making is rooted in the depths of one's higher self? That'd be a different world, characterized by compassion, acceptance, love. So Whispers of the Soul holds the key to unlocking this transformative potential, and it offers a practical guide that can lead to more harmonious and enlightened existence.
That's a world that I absolutely want to live in as well. A lot of the work we do at Raspberry Press is about encouraging people about those things, about making a better world, making things more filled with love and joy. And those are all the things I think everybody wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So what is your favorite part in this lovely book that you've written?
I would say my favorite part is it's a story that I share towards the end of the book. It actually happened much sooner in the storyline, but the story itself was when I took a writing class to get unstuck so I can write this book. And that class, it wasn't what I was expecting, and it turned out to be about channeling spirit through a writing practice. And I tell you, Cheryl, I just about withdrew from that course because I have this, or I had anyways, this innate distrust of anyone who said that they channeled. But the instructor, he's quirky, and he intrigued me, and I decided to stick it out because I was curious. So I started every morning writing for just 20 or 30 minutes using this instructor's process of having a conversation with God or spirit. And at first that felt really contrived, like I was making up a conversation. Then one day something shifted, and it was like this rapid fire dialogue just flowed out of me. And it was this conversation that I had with God, Source, my higher self, about love, about being love. And it was more than just me. There was an energy and a power to the words. And what flowed through me that day is in my book, verbatim. I didn't change a single word. It had such a powerful impact on me. And it remains to be my favorite part of the story, because that was when I felt beyond any doubt that I was on the right path, that I was leaning in and listening to my soul and being divinely guided. It was pretty remarkable.
That is really remarkable. It sounds like it was a really challenging and also fun process at the same time writing the book.
Yeah, absolutely. And unexpected, you know, like it wasn't what I was expecting to happen, and it felt magical.
Wonderful. So why is it important to listen to your soul voice?
Yeah, such a great question. We live today in a society that dictates to us who we should be, how we should live, what we should value. If we do not learn to listen to our soul voice, which acts as our inner compass, the chances are we are going to feel out of alignment with who we really are and make choices based on what others want or expect of us. This is why there are, well, literally so many unhappy and unfulfilled people in the world. They are living their life guided by external influences. But when you listen, when you really listen to your soul voice, you are guided by an inner wisdom. And that will lead you to creating a life aligned with who you really are. And it will also enable you to tap into your true potential so you can create a life with meaning, well-being, joy, love, all that good stuff.
That's, again, so many people want that in their lives. And you're right. We are told, like, this is the way it's supposed to be. This is what you're supposed to do. By a certain age, you're supposed to have this or do this. And when you follow your inside self, like what you're here for, it makes a huge difference in your life satisfaction, your mental health, like how you respond to the world. So it's a really important message. And thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And you talked about the writing process. However, what made you want to write this book?
It was more that I felt like it was something that was mine to do. So I closed a business that I ran for 18 years. And when I closed that business, I was really lost and confused. And I didn't really know where else I could go, what else I can do. And consequently, I went inward and I did a lot of literally soul searching, asking, what am I to do now? Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do? And what bubbled up was this whisper that told me to teach others to listen to the whispers of their soul, to listen to their inner wisdom. And it's so interesting because I pushed back big time when I first got that whisper. It's like, no, who am I to do that? And I refused. I'm like, no. But that whisper kept getting louder. And then one day I was just simply curious. And I'm like, well, what would that look like to teach others how to listen to the whispers of their soul? And a few images and ideas just flooded in. One was to create some retreats. The other was to host a podcast. And the third was to write a book. And I'm really proud to say that I've now done all three. And the journey continues to teach people how to tap into their soul voice.
It's awesome that you had the ability, first of all, to hear the voice. And although you didn't really want to hear it, you just kept being open to the possibility and taking the steps to manifest those things in your life based on that whisper. Fantastic. And your book, I know, helps other people to learn how to hear that voice so that they too can take those steps for themselves. So that's wonderful to share with people.
Awesome.
And so writers, there's lots of us out there. We write and we write, but there's something that I think a lot of us struggle with, and I think it might be really important to share with your readers and other writers out there who are maybe listening to their soul voices as well. What gave you the confidence to write and publish this book?
Oh, yes, it's been a journey. And truthfully, the confidence, it does ebb and flow. The fear has, as you know, reemerged recently. Before partnering with you, I felt paralyzed with fear about not knowing how to take the next step. But what has really helped me through the journey is truly connecting with my soul voice. And how I connect mostly is by stepping into nature. Nature, as I talk a lot about in my book, is a portal to your highest self. And when you constantly walk through that portal, you quiet the monkey noise that's going on up here in your head, and you connect with your heart, with your soul. And connecting with nature is one of the main themes in my book that drives you to help you connect with that, with your soul. And it plays a pivotal role in helping you to find the confidence that you need to move forward. The more you learn to connect with and trust what's going on within, the easier it is to take the steps. And you find the confidence to, you know, one baby step at a time.
I think that's one of my favorite parts about your book is the simplicity about going into nature and taking those steps. It's something that anyone can do, no matter ability, no matter situation. And simple solutions are often most welcomed in the world today, given all the chaos and all the, it is all the complexities of life in modern day life. So that's one of my favorite parts about your book is that suggestion and there for people. So thank you for sharing that as well.
Thank you.
What do you think this book will provide for others?
Insights and guidance on how to find clarity, confidence, well-being, and joy. All of that and more comes from learning to connect with your soul. So in my book, I share something that I call the Wisdom Way Method, which is a practice that facilitates that soul connection. And, you know, connecting with nature is a big part of that. The Wisdom Way Method is easy. You know, you hit it on the head, Cheryl. It's about simplicity. It's got to be simple. And the Wisdom Way Method is super simple to learn and do. And when you consistently practice this method, it will transform your life.
Awesome. I like that, simple. And if you're consistent with it, you will see results. I love those things put together in a neat little package. And a last question for the interview today is, why did you choose Raspberry Press to publish your book?
Well, let me tell you. I chose Raspberry Press for three reasons. One, I really liked you. First and foremost, I really liked you. You are warm, friendly, unpretentious. And I just, you know, I don't want to waste my time with people that I don't enjoy being with, regardless of how talented or experienced they may be. So I liked you, number one. Number two, I really loved your mission statement, which is about spreading joy, which is what I'm trying to do. You know, it's about spreading joy, magic, inspiration, and awareness, encouraging authors to publish their work and having their voices heard and doing all of that without breaking the bank. So, you know, when I read that on your website, I'm like, yeah, she's speaking my language. This feels very aligned with my values. And then the third reason is I turned inward and I checked in with my higher self, my soul voice. And working with you felt right. You and Raspberry Press were a very strong yes.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm really excited to be working with you as well as the rest of our team at Raspberry Press. And I'm really excited for the launch of your book, April 30th, coming up really soon. So there'll be more information about the launch party and all that, but it's coming really soon. I can't wait to see how people respond to it and to see all those lovely reviews that people will leave because of the results it has for them in their lives. So thank you so much for speaking with me today and connecting with interview.
Yeah, thanks, Cheryl. And just one final thing, if anybody is interested in being a part of the ongoing journey, because the journey is going to continue. We got a launch party that we're working together to put out. And I've got a series of events that are going to be happening that you can participate in after the launch as well. So if you want to find out more about that, head over to joyfulinspiredliving.com and you'll find the information there.
That's excellent. Okay. So please do visit Anita's website at joyfulinspiredliving.com for more information and about the launch of her book. You can also visit raspberrypress.ca to see more about what we do. And also Anita's book will be featured there as well, coming soon.
Awesome.
So I hope everybody has a wonderful day and thank you for your time. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to myself or Anita and we will put our contacts in the chat.
Comments below.
Comments below.
Awesome. All right, bye.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Joyful Journey podcast. We hope today's episode has sparked something special within you. If you resonated with any part of today's show and you're eager to explore further, visit joyfulinspiredliving.com. There you'll discover additional resources designed to help you unlock the power of inner wisdom and create a life aligned with your highest self. Be sure to sign up for our newsletter and receive a complimentary download of our 3 guiding principles to inner wisdom. These principles serve as a roadmap to clarity, confidence, well-being, and joy. If you have any questions or simply want to connect, reach out. I always enjoy engaging with fellow joyful journeyers like you. Until next time, wishing you joy, love, and inspiration.